So you must be the little master. Sweetie, haven't you seen a maid before? Your parents hired me to take care of you and the mansion. They're spending the summer at the chalet, so it's just us. Here, let me get your bags. You are such a charmer. What do you mean you were expecting someone smaller? Are you talking about my chest, perhaps? They are so big and full, a side effect of my recent procedure. I am a little big, even for a maid, but I assure you I can still fit through doorways just fine, although it does help that they're nice and soft. Oh, you meant my height. Silly master, don't you follow the trends? Gigantic maids are all the rage these days, and your billionaire parents decided that they needed the biggest maid that they could hire. I may have stuck in for a few extra treatments into my procedure, but even then, it's hardly my fault I took to it so well. And since you asked, I'm nearly 14 feet tall, but don't get any funny ideas. Just because the bottom of my skirt is level with your shoulders doesn't mean you can sneak a look at my panties. Here, let me take your bags, little master. Don't be silly. That's what the help is for. And besides, to me they hardly weigh anything. Everything you own is doll size to me. Now, let's get you inside. So how is your semester? Is business a difficult degree? I wouldn't know. I wanted to see the world, so I became an airline hostess right out of high school. Turns out seeing the world in a glorified flying bus wasn't as glamorous as I thought it would be. After a year, I started working as a maid, and in no time, I signed up for gigantification. I saw some of the pictures from the test subjects. Thick thighs, broad shoulders, big milky busts, not to mention legs that go on and on. Plus, only giant maids still wear these cute white and black outfits with the aprons and lace. It makes me feel so capable and desirable. Is there anything more glamorous than being a status symbol? Are you hungry, little master? I could whip up a dozen steaks and bake a sack of potatoes. The kitchen is full-sized. Excuse me, full-sized for me. So little people like you won't be tempted to lift a finger. The remodeling while you were gone was extensive. Little master, does that form of address bother you? I apologize. I know we're close to the same age, but you're just so small. You remind me of, like, my baby cousins. I just want to pick you up and blow on your tummy. Let's see. If you don't like little, what can I call you? My precious pet? Little sweetie? No, that has little. How about my good boy? But you do want to be my good boy. You left a lot of porn on your computer. I guess you shouldn't have written down your password. I know exactly how you feel about mommy doms. And since your parents are away and I'm taking care of you, doesn't that make me your mommy? I'm afraid I have to insist. You must call me mommy at all times. Good boys know who their mommy is, and they never forget it. Are you sure that you want to be a brat? Oh, sweetie, I wanted your first day home to be so happy, and now I have to punish you. Stop struggling. You'll only hurt yourself. If mommy wants to carry you off, you really don't have a choice in the matter. Mommy's big rocking chair. I was hoping your first experience here would be me reading you a story before bed. Now, pull down your pants. Good boy. Now you know why mommy has to spank you, right? It is so important that you remember who provides for you, who takes care of you, who dominates you. You're small. You need a mommy. And I'm your mommy. You can hold on to my skirt, sweetie. It'll all be over soon. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. My, so cute. I painted your back porch red. Wait a minute. Did you just stain my outfit with your boy cum? It's worse than I thought. You should have told me you had a little stiffy, precious. Or did your little lesson get you hard and leaking? Poor thing. Do you want to go to your room and jack off? Nah. I didn't say you could go, pumpkin. I was asking a question. Do you want to jack off? See? Well, that wasn't so hard. Go ahead, my little pet. I want you to lay in my lap and stare up at me with those cute, soft eyes and touch yourself. I know you want to. Feel the heat from my giant thighs, my heaving breasts each the size of your torso, and my delicate face. You've got such a pretty mommy. Show me how much I turn you on. Hade. So desperate. And I'm fully clothed. I better be quick or you'll finish before I'm ready.